When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number five, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
Despite the good weather, despite these celebrations, there are serious things happening, things worthy of discussion. One of them, the draft new curriculum in schools for SPHE and RSE. It has been published today. This new curriculum will look at issues including the influence of pornography, sharing sexual images online, consent and gender identity. For more on this, I'm joined by Rebecca Connolly. She's the Gender, Sexuality and Relationships Editor for Spunout.ie. And Angelica Foley, Welfare Officer with the Irish Second Level Students Union. You're very welcome to the show, folks, and thanks a million for taking the time to speak. Rebecca, I assume you welcome this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been 20 years since the curriculum was last updated. And if you think during that time and the age at which young people get phones is only decreasing and the amount of time that they spend online increasing, so it's incredibly important that we're talking about things like pornography and like sharing of nudes and sexual images, because these are, you know, a part of young people's lives very often.
Yeah, because I think there's kind of been headlines have obviously been made about any reference to pornography, as you'd imagine they would be. And I appreciate, you know, we're only getting kind of draft curriculums published and some details of them today. Can you give us a sense, though, of what you expect any mention of pornography to involve in the classroom?
I'm not sure exactly, but from reading the articles today, but the really important things that are going to be outlined are going to be around, you know, consent, setting boundaries and healthy relationships. And they'll be the themes that will carry through to when discussing pornography. You know, it'll be talking about...
No, we seem to have lost Rebecca there. Angelica Foley is with us as well while we get Rebecca back on the line. Angelica is the Welfare Officer with the Irish Second Level Students Union. Angelica, I know you and the union have been campaigning for this for some time, you and your predecessors. You welcome it as well, I assume.
Exactly, Ciarán. At the ISSU, the Irish Second Level Students Union, we really do feel that this new draft curriculum for junior cycle, SPHE and ORSE is a real progressive step forward. And as well as that, it's really representative of some of the issues and the relevant things that the students will be dealing with in their own lives. And it's really great to see this addressed in education. It's a huge step forward and something we truly welcome.
What was the problem with those old approaches to, I said, SPHE, Social, Personal and Health Education, and RSE, which is Relationships and Sexuality Education? What was the problem?
Well, I suppose with ORSE and the current curriculum that's in place, there's a couple of different issues. I myself am on the older end of the student spectrum, so I would have been quite experienced with the older curriculum. One of the big things that stuck out for me, and as well for all of the students that would come to the ISSU to complain about what they thought it was wrong with the current curriculum, is it's quite outdated. If you look at students, young people nowadays, in fact, a recent Women's Aid research piece actually found that children as young as 10 had accessed or have access to pornographic material. And one of the big things that's coming in from this new SPHE curriculum is it's actually addressing this, but it's not addressing it in the way that's scandalous. It's talking about how students can make good decisions, and it's telling students essentially, you know, this is not normal. It's talking about how we can make good relationships. And as Rebecca said earlier, it is talking about the consent-centered approach, which is really what we need to do, and especially at a young age, because there's countless reports out there that show the issues, because we all know pornography, it's just not realistic, and it's certainly not an accurate representation of the relationships we should want our students and our young people to form when they get older. So it's a real step forward in that way, and it addresses a lot of the pre-existing issues, which quite simply are ORSE not being up to date enough and not comprehensive enough.
Well, one of the features as well of ORSE and SPHE and sex ed, as we called it back in my day, I'm even further along that age spectrum than you, Angelica, was that not everyone was taught the same thing. That some schools and some teachers completely opted out of it. Others maybe got in a workshop, they got in kind of contractors effectively to do it. Some did it themselves and did it well. I assume that all goes out the window. The idea with this is that everyone gets taught the same thing as they do in history, maths, English, you name it.
Exactly, Ciarán, you've put it there yourself. So that's one of the huge, huge strengths of this new curriculum. Everyone will be taught the same. So it's kind of like a safety net of a blanket that we're all taught this information, because previously, depending on the school you go to, the creed of the school, the ethos, you might not be told anything, which is particularly important for young students who are queer, because that could have been completely left out. And that's really important that students get to see, because, you know, if you're taught about it in school, if you're a young queer person and you haven't come out yet, it can be really, really struggling for students. It can be a huge difficulty to come out at that young age. So to see that in your education, it's a huge, huge milestone, really.
And I know Rebecca's back with us, Rebecca Connolly from SpunOut.ie. Rebecca, has SpunOut a preference on whether this is delivered by teachers or by, you know, organisations, professional organisations who might go school to school? Because I have heard that as one suggested way of teaching these curriculums to the students.
I think for students to get a continuity of care, it's definitely best that the education is given to them by a teacher, but that teacher needs to be fully trained in ORSE, in SPHE. You know, we need to move past a person's own beliefs in interfering on the sort of education that's provided to others. And with this new curriculum, you know, those who are providing the education need to be fully on board with providing this, you know, non-judgmental sexual health information that tries to encourage young people to make healthy choices and not make them feel shamed about experienced sexual desire.
Given that, or even allowing for that, Angelica, you know, there'd be some people listening to this, some parents, and they might feel a bit uneasy about elements of this, and everybody's entitled, you know, to their own moral compass to one degree or another. I mean, what kind of words of comfort can you offer to parents who maybe have some qualms?
Well, I think firstly what I would say is this will of course be really well researched, and all the best people will be feeding into this, so it'll be 100% accurate and factual. And I think one of the big things that it's important to realise is these students, I mean, I'm sure you'd experience this yourself when you're much younger, like me. You know, the first time you hear about sex, it's typically not in the classroom. It's typically beforehand. And so what's really important is the students get the proper information and they get the facts. Because when it comes to things like STIs, I think we should want our young people to know what to do in those situations. And particularly for things like image-based sexual abuse, we should have students being taught about if you're in the situation, what to do. Because with this SVHE curriculum, it also explores how students are feeling and how to deal with these situations and scenarios, which is absolutely invaluable to students as they get older and, unfortunately, will probably have to deal with them.
Well, listen, on that note, I thank you both for your time. To Angelica Foley, who is the Welfare Officer with the Irish Second Level Students Union, and to Rebecca Connolly, Gender, Sexuality and Relationships Editor for SpunOut.ie, on the news that the SPHE and RSE, the Social Protection and Health Education, and the Relationships and Sexuality Education curriculums are getting their updates after much campaigning for several years now. Not the first time we've talked about it on this show. Plenty still to come on the show today. It's our summer special, so we are celebrating the sunshine up and down this country, though not sunshine absolutely everywhere, it appears, from the text line on 53106. Bit of rain in Arbor Hill in Dublin 7, not heavy but drizzling, and the same shower of rain apparently made a cameo appearance not too long ago in Sandyford, the other side of the River Liffey. Is it just parts of the capital city that are getting a little bit of a soaking, I wonder? Wherever you are, 53106, do let me know. Got to love Evelyn Cusick. She is a weather icon. Fingers crossed we don't get anything like the scenes in the UK yet. Absolutely sweltering sheltering in the UK. And listen, I think it's absolutely great and we love this weather, but you have to be worried when you hear kind of warnings to stay indoors right along the west coast of France, where so many Irish people are on their holidays at the moment. Afternoon, Kieran. We have all just come back from the beach in Ardmore, County Waterford. Lovely weather, great sun and a really great atmosphere. A beautiful part of the world too, it has to be said. Ardmore, absolutely love it down there. From Ardmore right around towards Ross there. I think an underappreciated stretch of coastline in this country, the Copper Coast and right through the South Wexford Coast as well. A part of this country I know well and a part of this country I love. So I'm delighted to hear that somebody else is out there enjoying the beach in Ardmore. Whatever you're doing today, however you're enjoying Ireland in the sunshine, let me know on 53106. Many of you, I'm sure, will be celebrating at home today with a barbecue.
You are The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games like blackjack with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own high five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.